Today at Kwan Enam, October 1st, a new month begins on the beautiful Garden Island of Kauai. Well, today is Jazz Day for Hinduism today. That means our jazz discs connected to our Macintosh computers have to be sent to the printer in the Midwestern state of America. That means this issue, the December issue of Hinduism Today, is completely finished, and it's a very vital issue. It celebrates our 50th anniversary of Saivasadhana Church and the 20th anniversary of Hinduism Today, a great accomplishment for all the Madhavasis, Swamis, Yogis, and Sadhaka who worked so diligently for the past 20 years to unite all the Hindus of the world. What a vision, what a concept. And it is a manifestation, a reality. We did it. 1999 celebrates these two anniversaries. Saivasadhana Church families arrived on Kauai today. The Sendin family, the Nadesan family, Dandapani family, and we welcome them. We're going to have a big welcoming breakfast at one of the hotels. And at that breakfast, our guest of honor will be Chandra Shankara. She and her son will be joining Vijay in California. They're moving off the island for a very short time. And we hope they come back very, very soon. A big breakthrough in child abuse, corporal punishment, has happened. The European countries made a coalition to join together for important activities, and the European Court has, as of we understand today, outlawed child beating in homes, schools. This means that all countries in that coalition have to change their laws and enforce their laws. This happened because of a case of a young boy who was brutally beaten. He took his relative to court. It was his stepfather to court. The court threw out the case as being nonsense. Everybody gets beaten occasionally. And that's just the way we are. We treat everybody to beat everybody else, and the beat goes on right on down the line until you're a soldier. And then you finally get killed. That's how all the religious wars have created religious people to create the wars and disturb the planet. This didn't satisfy the boy. He took it to the European Court. The European Court of the Coalition of European Nations said, this is not right. Unaccepted discipline. And we have now a peaceful and a new generation will come up. A new age generation will come up in Europe, and we're very happy about that. The lesson of the day is on arranged marriages. Actually, today, we just set the date for two arranged marriages. One is for Rajkumar and Ananda. And another is for Jodi, Param, and Deepa. And the wedding date set by astrology is November 6th. Both have known each other for several years, so it's no mystery to them, waiting for the blessings and the auspicious date. The astrology is good in both cases. The parents have been in communication. So today's lesson is arranged marriages. This totally goes against what people are doing in today's world. When arranged marriages stopped, girls had to advertise what they had. And the dresses got shorter and shorter and shorter. I remember 50, 60 years ago, it was a big thing in America when women showed their ankles. Then the dresses went up to the thighs. Everyone was talking about that, and you can imagine when they were just below the knees what they said. You can see how America's morality has changed, and everybody is copying our non-culture as the culture of the day. And we're going so fast, we do not have time to sit back, reflect, and think. Today, sit back, reflect, think about your life and where you're going to go in the future. We all need a plan. You need a plan for your life. You need a vision ahead of you. And the vision ahead of you should be a vision that is positive, helpful, necessary, will lead you into a good direction. You'll be a productive person, but you cannot just live without a future. Children live without a future. Children are totally dependent upon their parents for food, shelter, education. They do not think about the future, but you cannot be a child all your life. The future is created out of pranic matter. First we have the impulse, then we have the pulse of putting our ideas together, and then we have the creation. It's a mental creation, but we do see the picture of who we want to be, what we want to do, and how we want to do it, and what the results should be. And slowly the manifestation comes in Earth consciousness. We all need a plan. At least 5 years ahead you can look. And then every year, add another year to that five-year plan. This is essential for positive living. This is essential for spiritual unfoldment. And this is most essential for planning ahead for your next life. Be it a good birth or a bummer. Well, I'll be seeing you tomorrow in cyberspace, in all of our familiar places that our heart of ours embraces. I'll be seeing you, and you'll be seeing me at Darshan time. Adios. Ciao, ciao. Auf Wiedersehen. Om, om.